Hi, I'm Ray Hollister.
I'm Tom Braun.
And we're the guys from Deemable Tech.
Felicia writes, I read a news article that said hackers could infect my computer through Flash. How do I know if I have Flash, and how can I get rid of it?
Oh, Felicia, you've really been paying attention. Earlier this year, there was, in fact, a big scare when researchers discovered that there were not one, not two, but three big security holes in Flash. These vulnerabilities would allow hackers to do very bad things if you visited the wrong websites.
Adobe, the company that makes Flash, has since patched all three security holes. But here's the thing. It's really hard to trust that there aren't more issues with Flash that we don't know about. And also, Flash is an outdated technology. Most folks just don't need it. So let's get rid of it.
Now, Felicia, the answer to the question, do you have Flash installed, is probably yes. You can find Flash installed on most browsers on desktops and laptops. To find out for sure if you have it, go to deemable.com/flash and click the Check My Flash link. If the page asks you to install Flash, you don't have it installed on the browser you're using. Otherwise, you do. Flash is everywhere because it used to be the piece of technology that allowed websites to show fun animations and play videos.
Now, Ray, I know you said used to.
Yep. You don't need Flash in order for your browser to do either of those things anymore. An advanced technology called HTML5 now lets you do that kind of stuff much more safely and without being constantly bugged to download updates. Flash is also slow and clunky. iPhones have never supported Flash, which is one of the reasons that the rest of the internet has gradually moved away from it.
Basically, it's not that great, it's kind of clunky, it's not 100% safe, and you don't need it, so get rid of it.
Exactly. To find out how, go to deemable.com/flash, and on that page we will also have instructions on how to uninstall Flash on Windows and on macOS. Click the one that applies to you and follow the steps.
Now, some people might actually need Flash.
That's true.
For instance, some corporate intranet sites require it, which means that uninstalling it entirely is not a good option if you have to use one of those sites. However, even if you have to keep Flash around, you can still make yourself safer. One very easy way is to use Google's Chrome browser. Chrome runs Flash inside what is called a sandbox, which means it is isolated from the rest of the computer.
Now, if that isn't safe enough for you, there is a free browser plugin for both Firefox and Chrome called FlashBlock. FlashBlock blocks all Flash on a web page by default, leaving only a small icon. You have to right-click that icon and tell it you want to enable that piece of Flash in order to view it.
If you're not sure if you need Flash or not, try uninstalling it and see if you can get along without it. After all, you can reinstall it anytime you want.
In the meantime, you'll probably see a lot fewer of those auto-playing ad videos when you visit websites, and we bet you won't miss those at all.
Nope.
If you like Ask Deemable Tech and you want to make sure you never miss an episode, go to deemable.com and sign up for our newsletter, or subscribe to the podcast. Just search iTunes or Stitcher for Ask Deemable Tech.
If you have a question for Ask Deemable Tech, give us a call at 1-888-972-9868, or you can send an email to questions@deemable.com.
For WJCT News, I'm Ray Hollister.
And I'm Tom Braun.
Ask Deemable Tech is sponsored in part by the Logistics Certification Program at UNF Continuing Education.